Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
I'm doing good, Neil, and today I'm bringing you more truth just below the surface. This podcast is entitled Big Pharma's War on Scientists to Mandate Jabs for Life. Another catch of emails obtained from Freedom of Information by the American Institute for Economic Research reveals Dr. Anthony Fauci and his boss, National Institute of Health Director Francis Collins, colluded to quash dissenting views on lockdowns. In October of 2020, three medical professionals, Kulldorff from Harvard, Sunitra Gupta from Oxford, and Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford, launched the Great Barrington Declaration, focus protection of high-risk individuals rather than the continuation of blanket lockdowns. As support of the declaration rapidly spread, Fauci and Collins discussed how they could stop the call for a sane, science-based approach. In an email to Fauci, Collins wrote, "There needs to be a quick and devastating published takedown of its premises." The emails between Fauci and Collins showing that it is they who are waging war against science. Despite having a combined annual budget of $58 billion, that's with a B, and a cost of $31,000, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the NIH have not yet conducted an actual study to determine how natural immunity stacks up against the COVID jab, and likely because they don't want to know the answer. You will remember our previous program on the Great Barrington Declaration, and you can go back in archives and listen to a enlarged broadcast on the Barrington Declaration. So ended up going on television after he got this email from Collins to criticize the declaration. While Collins spoke publicly about his opposition to the Washington Post, Fauci also sent links to two op-eds that debunked and served as refutation of the approach promoted by the declaration and the three scientists that we identified. When it comes to lockdowns or school closures, the answer to the questions of whether the benefits exceed the harms, and if so, under what conditions, is far from certain. And scientists will continue to study this for decades. As good scientists have recognized the massive uncertainty around these policies. Dr. Vinay Prasad, Associate Professor of Epidemiology at University of California, San Francisco, wrote in an op-ed, "In public, Fauci and Collins urge Americans to follow the science. But in private, the two sainted public health officials schemed to quash dissenting views from top scientists. So what we have here is the people in charge saying, follow the science. But when you ask them to follow the science, do it. They make their own opinion. And that is the truth, just below the surface. You can go to my podcast, which is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, spelling Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y, without spaces, and tell all your family, friends, neighbors, and business associates to subscribe to this podcast, which is one of several, but not a lot, who will give you the truth just below the surface. And thank you, Neil, for simulcasting this with me. My source for this podcast is Dr. Joseph Mercola, and he has fact-checked the information. Thanks again.
All right, that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below the Surface, The Neil Haley Show. Take care.